Hello and welcome to the 357. My name is William Spear, and this is the continuation of our series titled 17. The central character is Severin Vincent Tennyson. Nicknamed Tenny, he is a 64-year-old nonverbal cane-using janitor at Gunderson High School in central New Jersey. In a previous episode, the appearance of the newly hired superintendent Millicent DeStefano triggered Tenny to run from the auditorium, thumping his chest, shouting 17. By the way, no one in the school had even seen him walk without his cane, let alone run, nor had anyone ever hear him speak. Along the way, he left the super's chief of staff sprawled on the floor like a jigsaw puzzle, missing a few pieces. Also, Jennifer Hargrove, Tenny's job coach and a junior at the high school, quietly slipped out of the auditorium and followed him. And now, episode 5, The Clenched Fist. Jennifer descended into the lowest part of Gunderson's basement, dimly lit with pipes everywhere. Finding Tenny in the dark would take forever. Until there, in the distance, a muffled bang and a no were heard. The sound and scream echoed everywhere and might have come from anywhere. A few more bangs and no's guided her through the dark. At the end of a long corridor, beneath a bulb hanging from above, Tenny was ramming his head into a locker, over and over and over, screaming, "No, no, no!" His shirt was covered with blood. People, places, and memories were screaming back. He slammed one more vicious time and let loose an angry, "No!" From behind him, a voice spoke. "Tenny?" He did not want this to happen. He knew the voice was inside his head and did not look. It spoke again. "Tenny." When the hand touched his shoulder, he screamed and spun around. Jennifer asked, "What's happening?" He clenched his fist and rapped against the side of his head. Why was he punching himself? Tenny shook his head no and pointed upward. "In the auditorium?" she guessed. He shook his head yes, then rapped his fist against the side of his head. She continued, "They hurt you?" Tenny held up a single finger. Only one person was hurting him. Jennifer was puzzled. He knew everyone, but never responded like this before. She shrugged her shoulders, and he emphatically held up a single finger. All right," she said. "Don't yell at me." "Principal Baker?" He shook his head no. "Clark Evans, the history teacher?" Again, no. Then touched his forefingers to his thumbs and put the circles over his eyes. "Glasses?" Jennifer tried to remember. Tenny pulled a quarter from his pocket, put it in front of her face, put his forefinger thumb circles over his eyes, and tapped his wrist. Silver glasses. Superintendent DeStefano. She wore silver glasses and a metal wristwatch. But how did he know her? He put his hand over his heart, held up four fingers, then pointed upwards. Meanwhile, the bespectacled and wristwatch-wearing Superintendent DeStefano was engaged in verbal warfare with Principal Baker. DeStefano roared, "I'm talking and ordering you to stop." Baker spun around and shot back, "You can't order me. I'm fired." You've listened to Episode 5, titled The Clenched Fist. Theme music is through the courtesy of Lemon Music Studio. William Spear wrote and narrated the series, and it was produced by the 357. Thank you for listening.